And we up.
Yo.
We up.
Hey.
What's up?
That's what's good.
That's it.
All right, y'all. My bad. Damn it. Well, hello. Thank you, everybody, for coming to listen to my brand new podcast, Canna Mom. My name is Alexa, as I've just said, and this is
Tony Styles. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. My bad.
Tony Styles, or as I will call him, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Let me call him Tyrone.
Yeah, that's my government.
That's the government.
That's the government.
The motivation behind the reason to start this podcast, and more specifically this episode, is because very recently I had a video go viral. It's sitting at like almost 300,000 views. So I don't know if that's like viral, but
because yeah, viral to us.
Yeah, for us. And, you know, one of the things that we've always kind of talked about and what keeps us so solid as, you know, a family, as a couple, is the fact that we operate in complete honesty and 1,000% transparency about everything.
Right.
About everything. And we've been really, really good at that since the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, introduce us. Like, what is the dynamic
so,
right now? So, we have...
It's me and you.
It's me.
And we got some babies.
We got some babies. Our oldest daughter, 3.5, but she's going on 4, almost. Our son just hit 2 a few months ago. And
we young. We got them little.
But what's crazy about this is you are not our daughter's biological mother.
Right. Even though she'd be looking like me,
right?
Apparently,
and who is, like I said, almost 4, and we met almost 4 years ago. So that timeline is kind of crazy.
We sound bananas.
Like what? Wait a minute.
I know.
Carried up. She's on my 2020, and
yeah. So a little bit about that. I really want to touch on it specifically just because of the fact that it is a huge part of our life right now.
And that's the reason why we're talking about this today, obviously. And, you know, this podcast, sorry, I'm going to cut you off, but this podcast is, you know, it's called the Canna Mom Podcast because it will be about a lot of things, a lot of unorthodox living, unorthodox parenting, right? And a lot of other topics. We recorded a couple episodes already some months ago, right?
Yeah.
But we felt like, or at least, that it's the perfect time to.
Yeah. This is the better time. I think it's kind of like the perfect time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Given all this.
Right. This kind of attention that people have put on mine and my daughter's relationship.
Right.
So. I had no idea. Look, I had my little 8,000 followers. You know, I felt real cool, whatever. I had no idea that it was going to jump to what it was. So, you know, a lot of people criticized my caption, but a lot of people don't realize that I didn't know I was expressing this to a much larger majority.
Right.
Yes, I am not my daughter's biological mother. We'll kind of get into how we met, right? So, I at the time was a personal trainer, had my own little business running, personal training, things like that. You were and have been and always probably will be. No, I'm just kidding.
Can't skip this shit. You don't skip this life.
You've been a DJ. You own your own entertainment company. He does some really great events. Everything that I've always witnessed from you has always been great.
Thank you, baby.
So we crossed paths, just friends of friends. And, you know, in the beginning it was kind of just fun, you know, whatever. Me and you being secretive.
Streets.
Out in the streets. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we were just hanging out a lot more. We definitely did not see the relationship coming to what it is today.
Of course not.
That is not what we had intended, especially not at the time that everything was happening. Because when I first met you, you know, I knew you had a kid. I didn't know your relationship status. I didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, anything that was going on in your life besides the fact that you had a baby and you were a DJ and you were really cool. And then quite early on, because we were hanging out just a bunch, you know, you came and you came clean. You got a baby mama.
came out the gate with it. Pretty much, kind of.
I mean, it was pretty early, right? Because, yep. like I said, we were hanging out a lot. Mm-hmm.
It was January.
Yeah, that 2020. Was January. And then we kind of, like, February was whenever we were like, ooh, we kind of like this.
Right.
And then, you know, March comes around and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And also during that time was COVID happening. Now, COVID hadn't exactly, quote unquote, hit yet. Mm-hmm. But it was becoming definitely people were paying attention to it. Now they're like, what the hell? Like, all these people are dying. What's going on? Some sort of, you know, end of the world virus, whatever it is. That was happening at the same time. And during all of this craziness, you were also, I want you to kind of take it from here and explain like what you were going through at that time, but pre-COVID, mm-hmm. but still like coming up on COVID.
Yeah. So my daughter was born January 2020 to her biological mother, who I had a long-term relationship with.
It was a long time.
Long, long time, over 10 years. Long-term relationship with, was engaged to be married, all of that, until it was discovered that she had an addiction. And it was a slow process. And anybody who deals with addiction in their family, you know how difficult that is or to deal with, depending on what it is, whatever the case.
It was pretty intense. I think
pretty intense.
There was a lot of hiding it from you, right. too, in the beginning. Like, when you found out, mm-hmm. it just seemed slow, but it had been developing a long time
right.
before that. So,
right. So, you know, I did, you know, the relationship ended, but was still going.
That you were trying to help her out. You were trying to, you know, get her back on track. You were doing what exes should not be mm-hmm. doing, which is sticking around. This is any ex. It doesn't matter. Exactly. Doesn't matter what is going on with anybody. You shouldn't right. be sticking around to help them out, because yep. you know you're gonna end up
dumb
back into
dumb,
it.
Dumb.
It's easy.
Yeah, it really is. Is you comfortable? Whatever the case may be. I mean, I was Captain Sabo. That was me.
Oh my God. Love that. Love your honesty,
babe. I mean, hey, this is what we're here for. So, I mean, it you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking back then. You know, who knows what was going through my mind for however long it was we were in that situation. But the thing that obviously blasted it off was she got pregnant. She got pregnant. And as you know, as a man, I always knew that I was going to be a good father. And that started with the pregnancy, whether we were together or not. And so I felt like I had to make sure the baby was born healthy.
Right.
And so I made
accommodations.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. Made accommodations
to be able to keep a close eye.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And the pregnancy was tough because BioMom was still using.
Yeah.
During the pregnancy, something that was found out. During it was a high risk pregnancy, and January 2020 comes, baby's finally born, is born with traces, is born with NAS, neonatal abstinence syndrome, very, very mild, mild case. Lasted like a few days. Mild symptoms of what we found, but that was when things really started to change. I mean, it was something that I told my family along the way,
and
that
her.
This is
you
and to her,
it to her
and to her, yeah, and to her, that, you know, look, we're gonna see this through, and once the baby is born, you know, we're going to take the next steps
to break up
and to do, or you know, I'll, you know, we'll monitor your using and get you the help you need, you know, and this is after interventions, this is after rehabs, this is after you know, doctor visits, psychiatrists, all of that. This is after all of that. So basically, you know, our at-home relationship or situation is just crazy. Just like
toxic.
What toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, the lowest level of toxic or the highest level of toxic, you know. And that's when we meet.
I, you know.
Talk to me. Talk to him.
I think what a lot of people hear whenever they hear that is like, man, they were probably crazy. Mm-hmm. They were probably high level, you know, reckless. And do not get me wrong. Recklessness was.
Yeah.
And a good way of describing life.
Mm-hmm.
But. Or life at that time. Definitely not now. But, you know. The world was changing.
Yeah.
Seemed like the world was ending. I, you know, had kind of rewind a little bit, had dealt with some mental health issues, you know, after my dad passed away, depression, anxiety, things like that, which, you know, is hard for anybody to deal with. And so we both came with a little bit of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't anything that we ran from. You know, I felt like I had just as much quote unquote baggage as someone would say you did.
Right.
So it didn't feel like it was one sided.
Right.
I like a lot of people might think like, oh, well, he must be winning because, you know, he got to have somebody to help him. But if you think about it, like the way that we, and even though it was pretty toxic in the beginning, there was still a lot of healing that I was able to do because we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way that, you know, my life was starting to fall together. So this, although very hectic and insane, it's really unexplainable to anybody that hasn't had an experience like this.
Exactly.
How our relationship came about, because
right.
like you were saying, you know, COVID was happening. You're spending your mornings, your nights, you're cooking, you're making very dangerous kitchen. I mean, they're grocery runs together.
Oh, I mean, I guess you should mention we moved in together
pretty quickly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Pretty quickly. By this point,
and
you
that's
know,
what,
bio
that's
mom
the
was
reckless.
Out.
Yeah. Right.
Bio mom had moved out. You know. And
a very.
You know, I still had. Still had my daughter.
Right.
I would have her. We were, I guess, passing back and forth and just
right.
trying
just
to.
Just based on when she would work.
Trying
she
to
was
do the co-parenting
time, so.
Thing. And, you know, you moved in pretty darn quick.
Well, I'd say.
I mean, due to, obviously, all of the craziness that was happening, nobody was getting paid. Nobody was, I mean, we,
Everybody,
was like,
it,
how
it,
am I going to pay my rent? Like, yo, what's
it,
up?
It really felt like, let's think about this. They're telling you basically like the world is ending.
Right.
And you're making decisions like the world is ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like if I'm trying to put myself back in that time, you know, that's ultimately what it feels like. It's like the world is ending. Like,
yeah.
Well, like, I guess like I ain't got no money. You ain't got no money. Mm-hmm. If we put our little bit of money together, we can make it work. And again, it feels like the world. And so anyways, lots of, and we did lots of conversation having, like our relationship sped up 3 years just in the period of time that, you know, we were all locked up and making dire grocery needs and things like that. Lysoling our fruit and shit. Like, we, it's, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And all the while we're, you know, getting to know each other and going through this crazy experience, time together and, you know, COVID, whatever, we're also experiencing, you know, having our eyes open to what's really going, been going on with you, with your situation, with the baby and the, lights and the kind of like
the red flags,
red flags that
the
were
red flags
up.
That were coming up. And so, you know, I guess in the timeline, the baby's about 4 months old at this point.
When we had moved in together,
After we had moved together, babies are
she's a little. She's like 5 months.
Okay, yeah, she was about five. She's about 5 months. And so, you know, it's discovered that the baby is in, you know. Not only I'll start with the text messages that I started to receive from drug dealers,
threatening you
to my text message to my phone, you know,
telling and, you they know where you stay,
know where I live, and they know about
you
my,
need to give me my money
about my baby, and you know, and so
using the baby's name, like use it, like saying the baby's name, and it was
and so, you know, that was. That was catalyst number one. The other was us being informed about the baby being in dangerous situations while in the bio mom's care.
By family members of hers.
Exactly. And so it forced us to then take action and start some sort of a custody order or some sort of a custody hearing or something. And by us informing the judge of this, we were granted a TRO, a temporary restraining order, which gave me basically primary custody at the time. Or, you know, it gave me possession, full possession, until things were supposed to be worked out.
So we got to a mediation at least.
Exactly. And that's when, It really kind of started to escalate from there. We escalated already. It started to escalate
but
from there,
your
obviously.
Situation, right?
Right,
because
exactly.
Then, you know, the things that it was like you had now there was an addiction that had to be, you had to answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the, oh, I have a prescription and like the things that maybe can get away with you, you can't do that. You got to give me something to prove. And so, because, you know, then come to find out it, you know, she got to miss her drug test because she said she had COVID, but she never had COVID.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was a lot of like ducking and dodging the rules.
Right.
And part of the mediation was you guys would get her split half and half, 4 days on, 4 days off. But you got to have a clean drug test. And unfortunately that drug test was never taken.
Right.
So we didn't, I mean, that was part of the restraining or the mediation, you know, you get you go get your drug test. As soon as that happens, boom, we start our temporary order, which is exactly what that was, 4 days on, 4 days off.
And that never happened. And, you know, we started to have to investigate and see why and see what was going on. And what's crazy is, you know, during this time when we now have possession of our daughter, and we're with her every day during quarantine.
Right. So day and night.
That's that part of our lives.
That's something.
It really was some of the best parts of our life. Like that for me, quarantine, I loved it. I know people were miserable, but we loved it. And I mean, you created this bond with Bella.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we were waking up with her together. We were waking up in the morning with her together, at night together. I was feeding her. I was pureeing her damn foods organically. Like,
pureeing the food, y'all.
Like, I was doing...
She's pureeing the food, y'all.
I think for me, I was just thinking, if we're going to do something such as have to have possession of her and for safety reasons, mm-hmm. for real crazy physical harm reasons, we were going to have to keep her from her mom, why am I not going to put all of my time and effort
into making
sure that she at least experiences, maybe not from her biological mom, but she experiences what it is to be able to give, to be given, like, effort.
Right.
Just effort.
Right.
I mean, she already had the love, but, like, to try.
Mm-hmm.
Because here we had someone that we were realizing didn't feel like was, you know, giving that. So why would I not do that?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I guess it just made sense to me to...
Instinct. It's,
it was, yeah.
You have just motherly instinct.
It was that instinct to just, like,
right.
All right, well, let's, she shouldn't be missing out.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
I'm not doing
right.
that.
I ain't doing
that. I ain't doing it.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, that's what it felt like to me. And when you're doing that, you're also building this bond that a lot of people don't have with this kid,
right.
baby. You're doing things that other people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot to feel.
Yeah.
It was a lot to take in. It was a lot to learn. You know, she was teaching me, even though people say you got to teach your kids, she was teaching me a lot because, again, she's not my biological child, but she was teaching me how to be a mother.
Right.
And in the process, I realized, like, I am a mother because, I mean, we get to her being, how old was she? She was over a year old she was like a year and a half whenever she finally got back to her mom, and she had been away from her mom for over a year.
Right.
So, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, a year is a long time with somebody.
Yeah.
A year is a long time with somebody who's only been here a year.
Yeah.
let's add that into it. So, anyways, you know, we finally get to final orders.
Mm-hmm.
rewind a little bit. While we're raising Bella and while we're going through all of this investigation of ours,
mm-hmm.
I get pregnant.
You get pregnant.
I got pregnant.
You got pert.
I got pregnant. Yeah. I got knocked up, y'all. Mm-hmm. He ain't going nowhere. Right.
Yo, remember when you posted that? Yeah. I was like, yo. Yeah, did she clown me?
But yo, big time.
Yo.
Got exactly what I wanted. And now I will say, that was probably, as much as we would never change anything,
mm-hmm.
that really created a whole other situation for us, because now on top of this brand new relationship, living together, a baby, custody, now we're adding a pregnancy, and it was a lot to deal with in
chaos.
I mean, it was
chaos.
Yo, like, you know how fast, like, I felt like our life, like we lived a season.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like our first part of our relationship was like a season long. You know, that shit's only like 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through things that like people went through or haven't even gone through in a relationship of 3-5 years.
Right, right.
And it's really hard when you don't know some, like, you're both still dealing with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is trauma. And we're going through it while we were going through it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think what really helped us get through it was, you know, and I mean, at this, like, throughout the relationship since then, you know, therapy and things like that, but it's always been, again, our transparency, our the way that we work through things. We've always worked through everything we've been through, and we've been true to each other the entire time.
Right.
So, you know, we get to final orders, you know, and remember at this point she had not been able to take her drug test, so she hadn't seen the baby.
Yeah.
She did,
but, you know, it was because we allowed her to, and it wasn't possession.
Right.
It was, hey, okay, you know, we'll meet.
Yeah.
Let you see, you know, park or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, let the parents, the grandparents mm-hmm. as well, see the baby, the family.
They came to
you
our
know,
house, yeah.
The family, the cousins would come
yeah.
to our house.
All while we're having to keep possession of
right.
her.
You know.
And have our restraining order. Like, we were still, like, their family
and
wanted
shout,
to
and
see
shout, And a shout out to, you know, Bella's extended, Bella's family, you
yeah.
know, like, they're everybody.
They all showed
up. Till this day, has been supportive
mm-hmm.
and
we talk
has
I text them.
Put Bella in
yeah.
their best interest.
Mm-hmm. They want what's good for Bella.
Exactly.
They want, like, that's the, like, the family that's there is because they're not on your side, her side, my side, their
right.
side, like, that's Bella's side.
And she now has three sides of
yeah.
her family, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's dope. That's amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of kids don't get three sides of
yeah.
the family, you know.
Yeah. Lots of love.
Lots of love. So I guess I'll take
yeah,
it
yeah.
from there. We hit
order.
Final orders. And ironically, final orders falls on the week that you are having my baby.
Oh boy.
And literally,
that's what that do to me.
I'm in court and you at the hospital.
Not here
in
court.
Bed.
He'll be right here, I swear. He'll be right here. He's in court.
I'm in court and you laid up in the hospital bed listening to my hearing.
Yep, I'm on the phone. I got that AirPod in. Muted myself.
Listening to my hearing, which was on Zoom, but I was, you know, I'm at the lawyer's
office.
You're
at the attorney's office.
And, you know, we're granted primary custody. I'm granted
No, this wasn't that one. That wasn't that one. Remember, this was the first one. The first hearing.
No, this is the first one.
No, it's not.
It's final orders.
Because they wanted, yeah, but remember, they wanted to get all her documents in.
Okay, well, that was just a... That was temporary orders.
No, baby.
That was...
Babe, listen. Whenever I was giving birth, remember, she said, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Make sure you get your tax returns, your paycheck stubs, and in two
okay.
weeks, we'll revisit this.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
And
that was
all
temporary
you
orders.
Do it,
yeah, yeah. So
that
we
was,
went
that
back
was final
like
orders.
A month
yes.
later. It was final
no,
orders.
No, it was 2 weeks.
Oh, two
I
weeks.
I know. Exactly.
Okay,
2 weeks. Yeah.
It was 2 weeks. My fault.
Mm.
You always right.
I am an elephant.
I know.
I'm telling you, man. I know. I remember, especially about my baby. Oh, I remember all
yeah,
of this.
You sure do.
I remember the details.
All right. So we're at temp orders.
Final orders.
Okay, we're at final orders now. So now, you know, our son is born.
Uh-huh.
He's here. Tice is here. 2 weeks after Tice is born, we go through final orders. Final orders, we are granted primary custody.
I don't like the way you're telling this.
Why not?
Because you're missing a big part.
What's the big part? Okay, go ahead.
The judge told her, hey, look, due to the fact that you don't have any of this paperwork, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, grab your paycheck stubs, your tax returns, your this, your that, blah, blah, blah. And we'll see what we can do. And mind you, she had to take a drug test prior to this, in between these 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we show back up to court in 2 weeks. And we had already seen her drug test, which had a few things on it.
Mm-hmm.
She showed up to court and said, I don't got none of that, essentially,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I mean, we're talking,
I
no,
couldn't get it.
There was also no income,
no
reliable transportation.
Yeah.
There's.
It was literally like hope and faith is what she had.
Yeah.
Seriously, like really.
So, I mean, there's nothing else to stand on,
mm-hmm.
on, you know, no documentation to show, nothing. Literally, like, there was no progress being produced
within those
and,
2 weeks
and just general and just life in general, or somebody that is supposed to be caring for a child,
right.
You know? And it was literally nothing to show.
Right.
And so we're expecting that, you know, I don't know how the law works, and I don't, you know, we in Texas, and, you know, I think a lot of this, at least debate that's happening on your social media and in the comments, is about gender and about how
gender.
Yeah. Well, moms versus dads.
Oh.
And about how, you know, a mother,
don't usually walk out.
Right. And a mother wouldn't usually display this type of behavior, and not be there for her child. But then, in fact, that actually does happen. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like, no, wake up, like, open your eyes. Like, that does happen.
And a lot of people are putting their stories into the comments. You're very short, you know, brief. And
right. But they're similar stories. They're very similar.
You know, right. My mom walked out on me. Thank God for my step-parent. Or,
right.
You know, I wish I had somebody, you know, that would have done that. And, you know, that's again, that's the motivation behind this episode.
Right.
So kind of going back, the judge then says, you know what? At least this is how I interpret it, right? Who knows how she actually said it? I don't think I was there, but she basically said, you know what? No big deal. You can have
she kinda
extended,
said it like that.
Literally, she actually really kind of did. She was kind of just like, whatever, like, mm-hmm. Let her have her baby, right? Which I get it, but like, okay, well, I'll get into that in a minute. So she said, basically, our orders, you know, allowed every other weekend unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends that she didn't get her, you know, Thursdays unsupervised.
Extended possession order is basically, for those that don't know, extended possession order is more than a normal. A regular,
literally more
standard,
than normal,
an SPO,
deadbeat,
standard possession.
What do we call it, deadbeat schedule?
Right, you know what I'm saying? A standard possession, or every other weekend, you know, is what the dads normally get. And this is a good dad. This is a dad that's showing his paperwork and like, yo, I got this, and that's paying his child support and all of that, you know. And kind of flip, though, we're talking about the mom who, you know, is obviously, you know, addicted, nothing to show
literally
for it,
said know. Those words to the judge,
right? You know, nothing to show for it, or I'm sorry, you know, no job, nothing, like,
but has a degree,
right?
Yeah,
you know,
but it's hard for her to get a job,
right? So is granted this extended possession order, and that killed us, that emotionally hurt. That
and it almost like pitted us against each other almost, because we were so just hurt.
Yeah.
we were I mean, the tears that we cried.
Yeah.
I've never experienced something so, like, you know how there's people in life that feel like they're like, man, I never win, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've felt like that before, but this felt a lot like, what did I do? You know?
Right.
What do you, like, we got income, we got an address, we have, like, good paying,
thriving, she's been thriving.
She's at one of the best early learning centers in the city, and we're like, well, this is what we give to her, like, we have her set up to succeed.
And mind you,
with no help.
Yeah, and I guess I should touch this. Did we mention we did hire a private investigator throughout all of this?
Yeah, I think we did. And actually, I don't think we did, but we're also seeing, after we hired this private investigator, we're watching how every single day it's some sort of transaction
with
purchase or something else, you know, like, but when she's, you know, I'm at work. We're literally seeing her not at work, and we're seeing her at a ATM or, you know, her usual suspects. You know what I mean? Like it's to know that you know these things and you can prove them, and someone still go, not enough, don't care.
Right.
Put your daughter into a situation that could end up getting her.
So it was rough. It was rough to receive that as a final order. But soon thereafter, and we're talking, you know, May 2021, June 2021, almost. Soon thereafter, Biomom received her first extended possession, which was 2 weeks.
Oh God!
And it was the roughest, you know, couple of weeks.
We maintained it. We definitely controlled the situation pretty well. And even then, she was still asking us to watch her, so it, you know, it was working out.
But you know, in our order, any possession granted is the judge gave me the right to. This was the kicker in the final order that actually saved everything. The judge gave me access to request drug tests before possession was given. And so literally after the first possession, a drug test was requested, and this was another third drug test that that came back positive. And you know, once that happens, you have to return back to court and it has to be addressed. This is, you know, what was part of the order. And once that was expressed to Biomom, I don't know why I keep calling, sorry.
Yeah,
once
that's right. But
once that was expressed,
and basically it was a caught lie. You know, it was, no, I've got this prescription, look at my prescription, and it's like, that's not what's on your drug test. You know what I mean? Like, and the additionals that were on the test too, like that we sometimes forget about. Like, there was other stuff on the drug test too that was like, well, screw that. Like, what's all this?
Right,
you know? And
right. But just the fact that we said that we had to go back to court, that was the last we heard from her. That was where it ended.
Yeah.
That
April 2021.
That was all more than a year ago, more than 2 years ago, you know? And it just stopped abruptly.
Yeah.
It wasn't a taper. It wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, she was only texting at night, or, oh, she's only texting in the morning. It was like, it was straight up just fell off the face of
the earth.
No asking, hey, can I just FaceTime? No, you know,
no,
hey,
communication, period.
Yeah, point blank, like not through her mother either anymore. I mean, her mom would message, hey, you know, this is, you know, whoever, and can I get some pictures? And at that point, we were like, we had already had conversations with them about how, look, you can see her, but you're not going to see her where you want to see her, which is overnight at your house. That's just, it can't, because we know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
even that, we don't have to get into that. That was another weird situation.
Right.
but it was offered, right. Uncomfortable. But of course the rest of the family again, were communicative and were involved in Bella's life, helping plan and
birthdays,
present at birthdays,
and,
you know,
like traveling with us.
Right.
And,
you know,
like they were not like the people that wanted to stay. They've stayed. And they know that they're more than welcome to come around whenever, watch the kids whenever. Like that's how much we trust those people. So, you know, there's this, but again, And it's funny because in the beginning, you know, we were hearing a lot about Biomom, and now it's like even the third. Well, I guess mine says the third, but that side of the family is like, I don't know, like you don't hear nothing, you know, like we know what's happened,
right.
we know of what's happened, of the big things that have happened. That, you know, people come back to us and say, and or tell us, but You know, it kind of just is what it is. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, look, so fast forward to today.
Yeah.
Put a ring on it. Put a ring on that thing. You know what I'm saying? We went ahead and knocked that out on Mother's Day. That was sweet. Damn, that was sweet.
Boy, it's a really cute video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instagram. Really cute.
Trying to get myself my flowers, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And the plan is to adopt.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. We're struggling with that a little bit because right now it's just like, why beat a dead horse? We have... In the final order, it granted us, you know, primary custody, which means you have medical decisions, you can make school decisions, mm-hmm. You know, she lives with you, everything that requires you to be the main parent, we got. Right. And, you know, I can't even adopt until after we're married anyways. Mm-hmm. So for right now, it's, why even? Mm-hmm. Like, let's not beat a dead horse. We're doing great.
She's thriving.
She's doing amazing. She starts school on the 28th. We got
pre-K
her into
3.
A really great pre-K 3 program. Yeah, and our attention and best interests and anything that's gonna help her be successful is what we focus on. Both of our kids, obviously, but right. We're talking about her. Anything that can set her up, we're doing it. And we're getting prepared for that.
Yeah, not to toot our own horn. I mean, these kids are lucky. These kids are spoiled.
being
able to do the stuff they're
horseback
under
riding
3
lessons.
And they've been to multiple countries.
Yeah.
You know, like it that's crazy. Never thought as a parent that I would be able to provide that.
You did great, babe.
No, you
really
do good.
Gym.
Thanks, appreciate it. You know, hey man, you know I try, but no, that part is what makes this all sweeter. Is just knowing that your kids are doing so well and as so early in their life, and you don't even know what you're doing for real. You're like
literally.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, like, this your first go around, you know?
Especially with her. She's the oldest.
Right, you know? They're so close in age that I still feel like...
Yeah, and she's a girl, but he's a boy.
Yeah, right. You know, they're so close in age that I still feel like it's the first time around having kids.
Both, yeah.
You know, they're like, this is... It's just, like, one round instead of two. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so close. So it's good. Life is good.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We leave for and you know, we still get to, like, because of the family that we have,
mm-hmm.
we still get to, you know, I like to add this because we've never not been parents.
Right.
Me and you together.
Yeah, together. Right.
We have never experienced.
We didn't have dating. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we go on dates. We have date night all the time and things like that. But we didn't. Yeah, we didn't because we.
It was right. It was crazy. So now we have to experience that.
Yeah.
While experiencing.
Parenthood. So life is like.
The balance.
It gets to us sometimes.
It does.
And that's okay. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
But we always push through it too.
Right.
We've always worked through. Like anything that we've had going on, we've always been able to work through it. So, you know, it's been a
it's been a wild ride.
Listen to me, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired, boss. I kind of hope that cleared up at least, you know, maybe not every question, but.
And let me make this clear. You ain't got to answer nobody's questions.
Oh, I know.
I know you want to. And that's cool and all, but this is our story. All you're doing is telling your story.
Yeah.
You're telling your story. And it's something that we've always wanted to do.
And I'm proud of my story. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Like, I'm really proud of, because, you know, there was a point in my life whenever I could make, you know, a decision.
Right.
And that decision looked a lot like you can take your trauma that you're going through mm-hmm. and you can let it hurt you and make you mad and angry, or you can allow it to make you wiser.
Right.
And you can allow it to have you grow in ways that other people haven't. Right. I've been through some shit in my life. And I felt a lot of things that a lot of people haven't felt before. And I could have let that make me mean or bitter or angry and like some of these girls in my comments. Or I could have allowed it to make me want to be like being angry and stuff is so much easier than being happy, because you got to work through a lot of shit. Like, you can stay in one place mm-hmm. and be mad and angry at whatever it is you're mad and angry about. But whenever you choose happiness, that's the hard part, because
yeah.
now you got to work on you all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, because you're always going to go through something. There's always going to be something like, hello, we still got, we're going to keep a 100 with Bella. Like,
yeah, now we have this, you know, this, and this is a more answering the questions, but still part of our
journey,
our path and our plans is to now have
that conversation.
Have that conversation,
but
introduce that reality.
Introduce it, though. Like, we're not going to be like, by the way, like there's a way of talking about these things in a way that makes it not so traumatizing. And right. That's the one thing we want to do, is make this the least traumatizing that this can possibly be.
Right.
And if that includes showing her different kinds of families, if that includes, you know, we plan on going the psychiatry way, counseling way, because, again, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're winging this shit. We're doing pretty good, but, like, you know, this could also be going a different way if we didn't have the resources that we have and the family that we have, you know? So we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it done, all right? Today I did my first beaded braids.
You killed them, though.
Yo, that was the longest 3.5-4 hours of my life, bro.
Welcome to Black Hair. To Black Hair.
Man, oh, whatever. Nah, I've been braiding her hair and doing it cute and keeping the curls and
getting
the shampoos and the conditioners and the this and the that.
Hey, there's a lot. There's a lot in it.
Man, whenever I was doing that, I've been taking care of that hair. That hair is my prize. You know, like a chia pet? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going
to say that. Whoa, wait a minute. Did you?
I'm talking about the hair.
Get it in the comments on that one.
I know. God.
Well,
I'm not comparing my kid to a chia pet. I'm just saying. The hair and the
call my baby a chia pet.
Oh my god,
she upstairs sleep right now. By the way, if you haven't, I don't know if we touched on this or not. Where we are is we are in our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
We just turned our dining room into a podcast studio, and we are not only the hosts, we are the engineers and the producers. So this first one was kind of fucked up. It's ours, you know. It's not bad. Looks okay, but.
We're working.
You're seeing the camera angles and all of that mess up. Look, man, just give us a couple episodes. Let me get this down.
Yeah.
Let's get this technology up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta grow, right?
It
looks really good, though. I really like it. We're not done with it. I know I got a little bit of work, a little bit more work.
We ain't even got all the boxwoods up. Look at it. Mm-hmm. Just threw the picture up. Like, look, sorry, but look, we feel like we had to.
Babe, chill, dog. Chill,
we gotta order more boxwoods to finish the wall. Damn,
why you call me out like that?
Hey, you busy?
I'm busy.
You busy? It's a lot going on.
But anyways, you know, we'll be having more general conversations. Like, this was obviously a very specific one about mm-hmm. us. We haven't even touched on our.
But a good introduction, a good introduction of who we are. And
again, this episode was definitely motivated by, you know, our my video that went, you know, they got big a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really strongly about putting that out there because, again, you and I have built our family and everything that we do on honesty and transparency. And I'm not one to explain myself, or I shouldn't be, because I know I've done things that don't need to be explained, but I find peace in knowing that I've got a story and I can tell it.
Yeah.
And
I feel you on that. I felt the same way.
People got a story. You're not going to tell it. It's not a story, right?
It was a point in my life when I couldn't be honest with a lot of people about what was going on in my life. You know what I'm saying? Just because it was so fucking horrible. It was like, God damn. So you turn into a different person. You know, you lose your confidence, you know? And now being able to talk about it and put it out to the fucking world is...
Hello, world.
I mean, it's to the world. It you know, that shit feels good. That shit feels good because you got past a point in your life, a low point in your life, and, you know, that shit goes on. Mm-hmm. You get it off your chest. And
you can only get better from there.
Exactly. That's how you grow.
That's how, like, and... That's all I think anybody can ask from anybody is just to, as long as you're trying to get, it doesn't have to be every day that you're getting better. I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get better every day.
100%
fuck
every
that.
Day.
Hell no, because I'm tired. I got to take a nap first. All right. Let me smoke. Shit. Fuck. Just kidding. So anyways, yeah, this is, that was, I think we had a really great discussion on that. I think
we did too. Some real shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I love the stories that people are sharing with us and, you know, they make you feel a little less alone. They make you feel like, you know, oh shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's, pretty dope.
Yep.
I guess I, like I said, I haven't experienced too many stories about people that can relate to stuff like, you know, like our story, but social media is a powerful thing. And
yes, it is.
You know, I really enjoyed, you know, the DMs that I've been getting. Man, y'all are awesome.
A lot of support. And we, you know, we thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for the kind words.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
It's really comforting.
Right.
It's nice to have people, you know, on your side that aren't afraid to love on you, you know?
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. And, I really hope everybody had kind of got a little bit more understanding. We'll have some really good episodes, I think, coming up. I got some ish to talk about some unorthodox parenting, some unorthodox living.
Yeah.
We are crazy. Okay. anyways, I really appreciate everybody listening to Can a Mom Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you like, subscribe.
Yeah. Spotify.
Comment,
YouTube.
Share. Spread the word. We're gonna keep this going.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make our dining room go to waste, you know?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much. I love.
Hit that Drake.
I'm gonna hit it right back again.
Motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something y'all to cut up to, you know.